Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Harvick wins the Brickyard. For what it has been for most of the season, well, at least since the beginning of the pandemic, it was the Kevin Harvick versus Denny Hamlin show as the two tangled at the Brickyard on Sunday afternoon. At first, well, it looked like Harvick was going to cruise to victory, but Hamlin came roaring back. However, with under 10 laps to go, as Larry McReynolds would say, this changes everything. Hamlin came roaring back, but he slammed into the turn one wall, ending a possible victory for a crown jewel race. Although he had to overcome a late restart with two laps to go and hold off Matt Kenseth, Harvick ended up becoming a three-time Brickyard 400 champion and a four-time winner on the season. Following Harvick was Kenseth in second, followed by Eric Almirola, Brad Keselowski, and rookie Cole Custer with his first top five of the season. Number two, Zach Price out of the hospital following pit road accident. Ryan Blaney's rear tire changer, Zach Price, was transported to an Indianapolis hospital for further evaluation after being hit on pit road during the competition caution on lap 14. Several cars stacked up coming onto the pit road, with Brennan Poole making contact with Price, pinning him against the number 12 Ford. The race was red flagged to attend to Price. He did give a thumbs up, though, before being loaded to the ambulance to be taken to the infield care center prior to being sent to the hospital. According to Team Penske, they released a quote, and I quote, Zach Price, the rear tire changer for the number 12 Menards Atlas Ford Mustang, was treated and released from the Methodist Hospital. He will travel back to North Carolina with the team for further evaluation. Number three, Justin Allgaier fills in for Jimmy Johnson. Well, it was the news that shocked the world on Saturday morning, and well, frankly, it shocked the sports world. Seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson was tested and tested positive for the COVID-19, aka the coronavirus, after his wife tested positive earlier in the week. Johnson said he had no symptoms, but he will receive two negative tests in a 24-hour stretch or 14 days, whatever comes first. With that being said, a replacement driver was needed, and Jeff Andrews, the competition director at HMS, said that they already had a plan, and the replacement driver was Justin Allgaier. Unfortunately for Allgaier, he got caught up in the lap 12 competition caution incident on pit road, which then, after going green after that incident, cut down a tire and had to end his day, finishing in the 37th position for Hendrick Motorsports. It sounds like Allgaier will be in the car until Johnson returns. However, that is not official or confirmed, so stay tuned to FrontStretch.com for all the latest on Jimmy Johnson. Before we let you go, a little news in the politics world. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, decided to tweet at Bubba Wallace this morning. He said, and I quote, has at Bubba Wallace apologized to all of those great NASCAR drivers and officials who come to his aid, stood by his side, and were willing to sacrifice everything for him, only to find out the entire thing was just another hoax, question mark. That and flag decision has caused lowest ratings ever, exclamation point. With that being said, the PR rep for Fox Sports, Megan Engelhart, says, hear ye, factual info counter to what some may have tweeted today. Our source, Nielsen, and she quoted a tweet saying the NASCAR viewership on Fox Networks is up plus 8% since returning from its pandemic hiatus on May 17th. As well as that, you had Tyler Reddick come to his defense saying, and I quote, we don't need an apology. We did what was right, and we will do just fine without your support, period. However, that tweet was deleted in about an hour later, likely not by his choice. However, Jimmy Johnson did post a photo as well with the blue background with the number 43, hashtag I stand with Bubba, and no caption. Stay tuned for the latest on the developing story between the tweet from Donald J. Trump and the reaction from the NASCAR world on FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, follow us at TheBrianNolan at FrontStretch. Stay healthy, stay safe, and continue to wear a mask, and please, social distance.